Labour won't defend our NHS. The NHS pay review body in Wales has made a 3% pay offer, the same as the paltry amount offered in England, another below inflation increase which will leave many workers worse off in real terms. This was announced by Alun Morgan, Labour's Welsh Health Secretary. Ms. Morgan thanked staff for their extraordinary efforts over the course of this pandemic. Many staff have worked extremely long hours under enormous pressure, she said. Disgustingly, NHS staff in Wales have not been recognised for this sacrifice, and the calls by Welsh health unions for a 12.5% increase have been ignored by Welsh Labour. The Welsh Government has the power to award a 15% pay rise to NHS workers. The trade union movement in Wales should be putting pressure on the Welsh Government to pay up. Starmer's Labour in England put forward a 2.1% rise in March, less than the Tories' final offer, and Welsh Labour's offer proves again that the party does not represent the working class. Trade unions must set about the creation of a new party to represent our interests. In May, Socialist Party Wales stood in the council elections as part of the Trade Unionist and Socialist Coalition, including health workers in our list of candidates. This is a step towards creating a new, mass party that will fight for the future of our NHS. Andy Bromhall, Swansea, and West Wales Socialist Party, and retired NHS nurse,